One of the big buzzwords in agriculture today is sustainability. It's all about making sure natural resources are not depleted or permanently damaged so that we can farm into the future. But how best to do this, and who's really making the commitment for the long term? In part three of Harvest Public Media's series on the farmer of the future, Jessica Najunas reports that as more farmers embrace the idea of sustainability, their open-ended definitions will help shape the next generation of farming.
The farmer of the future will grow food and raise animals with tomorrow in mind. If the soil, air, and water they use to produce food is damaged, good luck feeding anyone. Unlike the organic label, sustainable tends to have a floating definition. You can't be certified sustainable, so many people have come up with their own idea of the word.
It's a sort of long definition, so bear with me.
Rob Hedberg is the National Director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Sustainability Program. He gives the official USDA definition.
The term sustainable agriculture means an integrated system of plant and animal production practices having a site-specific application.
It's not organic and it's not industrial. It's a mix of all the good practices from each. And it's a tricky movement to pin down, too, because most farmers can say, I'm sustainable.
What is sustainability?
What is sustainability?
What is sustainability?
What is sustainability?
That was Jim Tess, Brett Wallings, Guy Schlapper, and Amy Pickering. Opening day at the midweek Columbia, Missouri Farmers Market has brought six farms with booths displaying mostly produce.
Everybody talks about being green, but in my mind, farming, it's being brown. Brown's really the new green.
This idea of sustainability, what does it mean to you?
Sustainability to me, especially being an heirloom farmer, means that we can reclaim the seeds out of these plants and reproduce the same product in the end.
If you start losing your brown, you ain't gonna grow anything. So soil is important, inputs are important. By the same token, you just gotta get back.
You spend more time in the field doing it by hand rather than by machine when you're doing it our way. So, but in the end, we have a better product for sure.
Do you make a lot of money?
No, not at this. No.
Sustainability, to be able to financially sustain your business by making the money that you invest back into your business.
Sustainability to me is using the land in a way that you can continue to use it productively for the next generation.
5 hours northwest of this small farmer's market of opinions in Ceresco, Nebraska, you'll find young farmer William Powers. He's the director of the Nebraska Outpost for the USDA's sustainability program.
My wife and I have a small farm here in the saline wetlands of Saunders County called Darby Springs Farm.
They live in a small home that's more modest than the others along the rural road that is just feet from his front door. Outside, he has a movable fence that keeps two horses and a cow from wandering off. Next door, a makeshift chicken coop houses about a dozen heritage breed birds.
I don't know if there will ever be a point where we can say we are a sustainable farm. Sustainability goes beyond something that's written down. And so sustainability is a journey.
There's a farmer in northeast Kansas that is on that sustainable journey right now.
Dan Howell, a local farmer, rancher in Marshall County, Kansas.
Most of his over 1,500 acres once yielded strictly row crops, milo, soybeans, wheat, the classics in Kansas. But at the age of 60, Howell has changed.
How can I live in that model and make it work better for me? And so this is a lot of the things why I'm changing some of my deals, because I don't like buying $3 and $4 fuel. And so these are things that I can do to buy less of it and still be productive.
Howell no longer relies on combines. Instead, he uses high tunnels to plant in the cool months, a young fruit orchard to grow produce, and a shiitake mushroom grove built into an old cluster of trees.
In society today, we don't have a real strong sense of accepting diversity in agriculture and different things. I've had several friends that, you know, are good people and they've just got a different look at things, but, you know, they got, why don't you let me rent that ground and plant, grow corn and the soybeans instead of running cows on that ground? And, you know, my comment is, well, you know, if I wanted to grow corn and soybeans, I could do that myself, but that's not my interest. But they thought, you know, the model that I was wanting to work with, like I'd fallen off a rock fence or something.
As a reformed row crop farmer, Dan Howell describes his own life. He made much more money than he does now. He looked to the future and knew, after decades of planting soybeans, that it could not sustain him or his family for very long. Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.